Sonia Soich from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us now. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Fridays are when we get an update on the region's business news. Apple is expanding its presence in Elk Grove.
Yeah, the technology giant recently purchased an office building near its existing campus in the city, and this building was previously occupied by DeVry University.
What's Apple planning to do with this new site?
Well, we don't have too many specific details, though the Cupertino-based company did confirm the purchase. A spokesman for the company said it bought the building for the ongoing expansion and development of its operations in Elk Grove. Now, the building is zoned for office use, according to Elk Grove's economic development director, and it covers more than 24,000 square feet. And at that size, it could house more than 100 office jobs.
And Apple's been expanding in Elk Grove for a while, right?
That's correct. In 2011, it had 1,200 workers in the city, but by last year, that number topped 5,000. So it has been increasing since 2011. Apple's current campus in Elk Grove includes four buildings on 78 acres on Laguna Boulevard near Interstate 5. It's also worth noting that while Apple leases many of its buildings around the world, it actually owns its buildings in Elk Grove.
So what kind of work is done in those buildings?
Well, Elk Grove has always been a logistics, warehouse, and distribution location for the company. Many of the jobs at the Elk Grove campus involve logistics or remanufacturing.
Let's move on to medical technology. Industry leaders say the number of med tech companies in the Sacramento area is growing. How much growth are we talking about?
Well, it's a growth of 45% since 2011. That means the number of med tech companies in the region has grown from 104 to 151. Now, that's according to MedStart, a local collaborative of med tech companies. It could mean the local industry is on the verge of getting national attention.
Well, why is this happening? What's driving this growth?
Well, apparently, it's largely a result of programs at UC Davis to launch startup businesses. A program at the university puts at least $250,000 into medical technology startups each year. And healthcare providers might also be driving the growth in the industry. We're also seeing projects such as MedZone, an effort to develop Stockton Boulevard in Oak Park as a health startup hub. And of course, there are still possible barriers to growth for the industry, including a lack of venture capital in the Sacramento region.
Okay, well, let's end with some food and drink news. Some places that we've talked about in the past are getting close to opening their doors.
Yeah, we've talked in the past about Fizz, the locally owned champagne bar in downtown Commons, the area around Golden One Center. And I have good news if you're a fan of bubbles. Fizz officially opens on October 19th. Also, Costanza's, the locally owned business that's replacing the distillery in Midtown Sacramento, could also welcome customers by the end of the month. This business will include elements such as a self-serve beer wall.
What's the story with the name Costanza's? Is that connected to the TV show Seinfeld?
That's a good question. The owner won't say if the name is a reference to the 1990s sitcom, but I hear that the bar's website includes a well-known quote from George Costanza, a character on the show.
All right. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Soich from the Sacramento Business Journal. There's more business news at capradio.org.